The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Believe it or not, Hillary Clinton is now about a million votes ahead in the popular vote. Here in America, we hate to hurt anyone's feelings, so when a candidate loses the popular vote, we give him a consolation prize. We let him be president. But some people seem to be having misgivings this year. More after this. Under the Constitution, our votes are merely the marching orders for members of the Electoral College from our home states. They cast the official vote December 19th, and CBS's Tony DeCoppel talked with one of them.
I'm a party guy.
Republican elector Alex Trautofilou of Ohio is looking forward to a vote for Trump, but he says hundreds of people have asked him to reconsider.
They're wasting their time, and they're only making me stronger in my resolve to go and cast my electoral vote with the voters of Ohio.
Ohio is one of 29 states with rules preventing electors from switching votes, but there's nothing in the federal law or the Constitution to stop them from going rogue.
In fact, Professor John Rakoff of Stanford University says the founders considered the independence of the electors to be a safety measure.
They were doubtful about the idea of popular election. They're doubtful about the idea of having an election by Congress. The Electoral College emerged as the best alternative.
The idea was to ensure that only a person with the, quote, faculties necessary to be a president would get the job. You know who wrote those words?
His name is Alexander Hamilton.
Yes, it was. In Federalist 68, quote, talents for the little arts of popularity may alone suffice to elevate a man to the first honors of a single state, but it will require other talents and a different kind of merit to establish him in the esteem and confidence of the whole Union. So said
Alexander Hamilton.
Donald Trump attacked the process as a disaster for democracy 4 years ago. He has since softened his tone. But should he change his mind? I'm sure the Democrats would be happy to put a bill on his desk. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.